So we're holding Siman Shin Samach Hey. We did Sif Aleph. We did the Mishnah Berurah Sif Aleph. We're looking at the Bir Halacha on Sif Aleph. So specifically the Bir Halacha, Vimloy Nisher Pas Arbo. Okay, so we're saying if there's not the end of the wall, if it's not, did not remain standing 10 Tvachim high, a length of four tvachim towards moving towards the back of the mavui, it's a problem. Part of the problem is because now you have an access point and you don't have a shir mavui beyond the access points. So what's the problem? Because it becomes a pesach. So what would be in the situation where the wall, let's say for argument's sake, was 10 tvachim high, and the first you have three tvachim still standing, 10 tvachim, and then it crumbled. But it's 6-7 tvachim high. So we say, oh, it's not tall enough. But nobody's used it as a pesach because there's a wall which is 6 tvachim high in the way. You could step over it with difficulty, but reality is, so this chashash that the people are going to leave the main pesach and use this side pesach seems to be not true, because practically there's this blockage there. Sorry, what?
What's this you mean?
You have your mother, right? You have sidewall, back wall, which is Rabbi Carmelis. Wall falls down over here. So you say if four tvachim of length of the wall standing means 10 tvachim high, it's fine. If it's less than four tvachim, it's a problem. Why? Because now there's an opening over here. What's the problem? So people are going to, instead of use this opening, they're going to use this opening. And Mela, you can't use Halechi Karat Yimata here because now they're using the side opening. Okay, so what will be if it's not 10 Tvachim high on the side, but it's not all the way down to the ground, to the point where it's not necessarily so easy to step over it? So this, if the Chashash is because people are going to stop using the front entrance and use the side entrance, practically it's not true. So imanishra pasarbas birlocha, I'm shaburata. But that the book of Messiah's like a more umiapiskim, the Oster Bizafilo Nishra Gedude Hamaakiv Hahiluch, Kumakashiran Lizab Shunamayat Hiluch Ayare Pesoza. Even there's a little bit of height left in the part which collapsed, which makes it not so easy to walk there. But still, because a person was coming from this direction, there's that access point over here. Why should he go around like this? We can go through there. He'll step over it. So that's considered a valid concern. Okay. Next Bir Halacha. So we said, if there's not a parsa abo still standing, it's also. Okay. I'm Shabura, but Mavor Bechdushay Rash, but Ritual, Shemokim, appears to Ain and Moil, a Tikkun, the Lechi Bekaro, Shaniskin Tikkun, Zav, the Pirzu. So, how are we going to fix up this problem? Now we don't have this So, if you have a Pasar Bo, so you put your Lechi Bekaro at the end of the Mavi, so Mavi itself is Mutter, and then you have to now deal with how do you deal with the Pirzu? So, it's less than 10 Amos long, and it's I'm a Merubu, it's Mutter. It's more than 10 amas, it's a problem. If it's not a merubah, it's a problem. So, or if you don't have a pas arbua, so you can't be misak in the end of the mavi. Is there some way you can fix the pirtza to allow you then to use the end of the mavi? He says, well, lechi kar is not going to work. What about a tursa pasach? Near the chair, the taller the figure, a gear sub shulchan aruch, but simin shin sama gimel, sif lama dalad b'soifay. Okay. So the scenario over there was, but your mavi was 20 amos wide. And you can put pasim in the front to close off and make a gap of only 10 amos in the middle. So you put a pass of a gap of 2, a pass of 3, an opening of 10, a pass of 3, a gap of 2. So the gap, since the pass is 3 amos long, so it's mevatel the gap, which is 2. And fine. So then he says the last thing, that certainly Roshalo Nishbuk Pisca Rabba Va'al Bazuta. She also can't botol tikkun hamavi, because you can't allow them to go through, because then that becomes the Pesach. So then the 10 amos opening is not the Pesach. So it's not mutter with the lech can occur anymore, unless you make a tzuras Pesach. Elam can also tzuras Pesach the zuta. Okay, so there. There's a machlokes as well in the last word of the sif. Is it Elam Gelsa Tzuras HaPesach L'Zuta or Elam Gelsa Tzuras HaPesach L'Rabba? Right? So if you're going to Tzuras HaPesach L'Rabba, you're saying, I don't... You're right. You know what? There is a chashash that they're going to use the side one. But that undermines the validity of a Lechi Rekara. But it doesn't undermine the validity of a Tzuras HaPesach on the main opening. Right? But if you're going to L'Zuta, what you're saying is that I'm going to use a lechi recur on the main opening, and I have a point over here which is an access point, but if I put a source of Pesach there, I solve my problem, which means source of Pesach can override the problem of having a second door into your mavet and allow you to be mat to the main door, main opening, with a lechi and a recur still. So depending, if your gar is lezuta, we're saying a bit Kiddush. So we have a story that to be matter the opening with lechi nekara, that has to be the only opening into the mavet. You have this little side section, no problem. You close with the source of pesach, like there's a wall there, and now it's not a problem anymore. That's if you go to the zuta. Mishabura brought that the Sefer Torah Shmuel said it's a tall cipher, and you have to be garis l'rabba. Because what you gain by putting a source of Pesach on the Zuta if people are still using it? Right? So it means that the three verses were saying that source of Pesach does not solve this problem.
People are still using what?
The small side opening.
So why don't you gain anything if you put source of Pesach?
Source of Pesach doesn't take that fact away. So if I have the opening is 20 amos wide, and I put a gap of 2, a pass of 3, an opening of 10, a pass of 3, and a gap of 2. So I've covered all 20 amos. The opening in the middle is 10 amos wide. So I want to put a lechi rekara there. But a lechi rekara, there's a rule, only works if there's no other opening. Well, there's another opening. There's this opening on the side. So the Shulchan Aruch said, well, no problem. Put a source of Pesach over that opening. We solved our problem. How did you solve your problem? People are still using it. So Shulchan Aruch holds that source of Pesach is mamash like a machitza. So it's like there's no opening. So then, well, people have mastered the art of walking through walls. That's not our problem. Right? Therefore, can you put a lechi rekara in the main opening? But the Torah Shmuel said that that's not true. I don't care you put a source of Pesach, but people are walking through it. That's not now. It's undermined the status of the main opening of being the sole opening. There's another opening. So the only solution is not to put a source of Pesach on the Zuta, to put a source of Pesach on the Rabba. Right? That was what Mishnah Berurah said before. So now over here we're dealing with the same sugya. We're saying that the problem is that we're using the side opening. I'll put a source of Pesach on the side opening. So according to the Gish of Shulchan Aruch, Zuta means you can solve your problem of a second opening with a source of Pesach. According to the Torah Shmuel, you can't. Okay.
When Lamedalek is it only a problem if people are actually using the smaller Pesach? Sarfli Zahar Lalishpa Pisha Rabbi Bazuta. Here seems to be a problem no matter what.
Because over here, so Mishnah Berurah, they said before, because over here there's a kitzur derech, because people come from this direction, why should I go through the front? I go through the side. Over there, I'm coming through the opening anyway, so it's only if I'm actually using the side. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Berurah Lachin side. What?
What over is?
Zev asked the question. Over there, it says it's only problem if you're actually using this side opening.
He's so embarrassed.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what you're asking. Okay. Also, okay. I'm Shabru. Fine. Now, if most of the Pesach near the Lachar, the total of the fear gears of Shacharar, Simshin, Samach, Gimel, Siflam, and Dal, Besoifer. Tima Shakosav, Nushom, Beshem, and Fer Shmuel, the Rabbah Garsin, and you have to go, it's not Zuta, but Rabbah, which means putting a source of Pesach on the Zuta doesn't solve the problem. So we're saying that putting the source of Pesach on the Mokam Pirtz doesn't solve the problem. The Dilma Shavki, you still have the problem that people are going to be Shavik, the Pisca Rabba, and go into the Pisca Zuta. But we could say argue not like this, which is like the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Girsa. The Kibbutz also says the Pesach Neshek Kisalsum Havikilu Hoya Pas Arba Beroisha. So it makes it like it's awesome. That's what we've said multiple times. It's brought this idea that Tzuras HaPesach has been like it's awesome. So it was in like it's awesome, so there's no other Pesach. People are using it. Okay, so it's a Kasha. Like that's the story with the Ganav, with the Sukkah, right? This fellow, he's very, very poor. He's also Talmud Chacham. So he makes a Sukkah with every one of the halachas. There's a little bit of lavids, and there's source of pesachs, and there's merubas, and there's everything he can come up with. He comes up with gudasics, etc. Well, you're supposed to put you're supposed to light your nice neighbors in the sukkah. So he puts his nice neighbors in the sukkah. There's still lit. So he goes to bed, comes up the next morning, and the neighbors, somebody stole the leichter. He says, "How did I get in? I locked the door last night." The guy was on a Mars. He didn't know that there's a wall there. You know, they say, you know, so how they get through this other door, according to the other side, but that's the answer. Good kasha. They're Amaratz, and they don't know that the Tzur Pesach is a wall. Okay, now. What about the following? No, Charlotte. What about I didn't solve the problem on the side. So I don't have a passive arbo. And so I say we got a problem. Can I put a source of Pesach at the end of the movie and solve the problem? In other words, a lechi yikar, I understand. Lechi yikar is a special lecha in a functioning movie. Okay, so this is not a functioning moment because there's a pirtz on the side and there's not a pas of arba tvachim at the end to consider that there's a mavi there, so you can't put a lechi rekara. I want to put a source of pesach here. So, lechara, that should work. Elamai, the pirtz, well, there were the pirtz, the pirtz wasn't more than 10 amos. The pirtz of Betzim is not a problem, mitzad dine pirtz, I can solve the problem. The only problem is, it's undermining my pesach amavi. So the Chara Tzur Pesach should work at the end of the Mopi. Well, that's a Machlokes. When you need Mopi, it shows Tzur Pesach.
The end of the Mopi?
The opening of the Mopi. If you put a Tzur Pesach there, in the case that we hear of the Shulchan Aruch, that the side wall collapsed a little bit, there's not a passive Arba Tvachim left of the wall. So we say you can't put a Lech Yerikar and Mimata your Mopi. What about putting a Tzur Pesach to Mimata the Mopi? Not on the Pirza, on the main opening. The Yin Moka shows the source of Pesach and Pesach Mavi. Tell them we've looked at the fee, Agir Sasham Rabbah. So now, the other way around. If I said over there that you could put a source of Pesach on the, we're saying even though I have a side opening, which people are using it, it's okay because I put a source of Pesach on the Rabbah. Okay, the source of Pesach on the Rabbah works even though there's a side opening. And then Shom Dabe Amir Azarua. Okay, the fee mashiach a base mayor b'mitzvah the like Evan Oizer. Remember the Rav Amir Ravasi, the Asik Shirvitz Mitzidoi Lo Nisha Pesach B'Tvachim. I feel like a Pesach a Mavi Nasim Tzuras a Pesach. They say that Tzuras a Pesach does not work in the opening of the Mavi. Okay, Mucha the Sirle the Chol Gav the Oser. You came didn't the Talmud Pluk this Rishon and Mitzarchi in the Ma'aser.
So why would it not work? I thought the cotton was just the cool, but on the gadol, it will certainly work.
Right. So that's right. That now he's introducing a possibility that it's not so partial that it should work. The way the Mishnah Berurah has been explaining multiple times that source of Pesach is in like a mechitza, it's difficult to understand this din. If you understand source of Pesach works because it's a source of Pesach, so then you can understand the din. We can have, in other words, so Chazal said a Pesach, which when you build the source of Pesach around it, so it functions as a doorway. Okay, but by Mabe Punkt, we have this problem that there's two doorways. And one of the doorways doesn't have a tikkun. So even though there's an Arma Meruba, but that's very nice, but an Arma Meruba doesn't help you to matter your opening of your Mabe. So if Hechate said this is the primary opening, maybe that's the opening. If you tell me the Tursa Pesach functions like a wall, so then it's difficult to understand. Tursa Pesach means it's okay that it's a opening, so there's two openings. You made a tikkun in one, you make a tikkun in the other. And even though you have Arma Meruba or those type of things, if it's the only opening of the Mavi, Arma Meruba doesn't help you. You have to put a tikkun there. And you don't put a tikkun there. So you say, well, okay, I'll ignore that one and say, if there's a tikkun on this one. That's very nice, but who said that helps? So that seems to be the deal. Okay. Sif base. Excuse me. Difference between Sidoi Shaloi Klapi Roshit. There was a break in the wall, in the side wall, but it wasn't near the front. It was towards the back. So there's no chashash anymore that people are going to be albus because it's far back where they suddenly get to that. So they might as well go through the front of the Mavi anymore. So then, now how far back was Shaloi Klapi Roshit? That needs to be explained. Okay. Now, so then, Shiroi Be'eser. Vafilo Nishtar Menachosel B'Yosoid Klum. Even if Mamash, it fell down all the way down to the ground. There's no Geduri left. There's nothing left. So, it's not appeared since. If it's Arma Meruba, it's not appeared until it's more than 10 hours. If the people are actually using it, like we saw over there in Shin Sam of Gimel also, if they're actually using it, it's a problem. Abi Bakar Rabin, feel the Nifritz Rak Arbot Tvachim, Sarak Lasak Nisham. And if there is a people are using it, so then it's going to be problematic. Fourth Tvachim. Okay. Zak the Mishabura Mem Sifkat and Bob. Nifritz Mitzidai. Hanadol Nifritz Samal Rosha Ella Befnim Mimenu. It's Nifritz further back. You can kosher the Hanul did of the Sifalif, the Nishtire pass or Batwachim. So basically what you're saying is there's a pass of our fourth Vachim left because it's much further back. So there's a pass of more than fourth Vachim. But it's the same din. Vilama la Macharba la Mahadra la Misti. So what's he adding now? The sibs that ain't a proto upirusha shaladinarisha. The whole shinisha pass our bubble rosha, Havi Nifrit Shalai Klapi Rosha. So the shear of not Klapi Rosha is for Tvachim, which is what you said in Sevalov. So, okay, so what do you add really? Shum Sevan Nakte. The Havi Kilo Omer Besiv Beis, the correct way to read the sif is. The following, the Hodr Mina B'Sif Aleph, Dim Nisha Pas Arba Mutar Ad Eser Amis, Hano Afilo Lo Nisha Mina Kersel B'Yisrael Klum, Mielo Shari Ele Hechad Oli Baki B'Rab. So the correct way to read the Sif Beis is it's saying we said this is Mutar. Now let's talk about some details about that. Even if there's no, it's all the way down to the ground, but only people are not actually using it. Okay. Shlok Klapi Rosha. wooden kishenifritz b'roishay mamish, ken shemo b'yisosim mishloisha ruchas uksas miruch revias, mitikon amo b'hoya yedei lechi okara, shemunach mimokim hastima arakash shekenegdoi. So there was a fourth wall in the front. There was a wall on the fourth side in the front as well. And at the end of that wall, you put a lechi or a kara going into the wall on the other side. Manasa pirtza b'malkam astima. And now there's a break in that stima in the front, in the fourth wall. Shoyad eser amis, kol she'emet hanisher meruba alaparitz. As long as the emet is meruba, so more than 10 amis, I'm sorry, it's a pirtza. You have a very wide mavli, I guess it's very, very long, because it has to be longer than wide, okay? But you have very, very wide mavli, so you have a opening up to 10 amis, a steam of more than 10 amis, and then you have the opening of the mavli, which so we say, well, you made your opening mavli, you put a lechi there, and now you have a pirtza. It's up to 10 amis, not a pirtza. It's a pesach. As long as they don't actually use that side one, they are using the one which you put your lechi, you're covered, you're good. There's an opening up to 10 amis, is more up to and including 10 amis, is considered a pesach, not a pirtza. Now, okay, v'yesh armor. So when you put your lechi, the example that Shabura gave was, so you had your three walls in your mavli, then you had the fourth wall. So this wall goes all the way, it's all the way to the end, and it's open. Then there's an opening, and then there's the stima on the Ruach Revias. You put the lechi here, or you put the kara here. So we say, well, this is stima, so now this is like the wall of the mavli. So the kara has to sit, we saw before, on the walls of the mavli. So I put the kara on this side on this wall at the end. Where do I put, does the kara go all the way across to this wall? Or it just goes across to the end of the steam? That's what he's going to deal with now. The hacha, shepiesh pirtza beruch revias, bina sheyam munach hakara, dafka ala kosei mavli mikotze ala kotze. So that's some say. So this is all part of the walls of the mavi. So you're putting it on the two walls of the mavi. The steam on the ruach avis is called part of the wall of the mavi. There's a pirtza. As long as it's oimer meruba, mashi yesh pirtza b'taim, and it's about to look up oimer. So if you put a lechi on the other side, so the question is irrelevant, because you put a lechi clearly on an opening of the mavi, so you can put it on the inside or that side. The question is the lechi valid over here? Maybe the lechi belongs over here, which is impossible. So no, it's not a problem. And the same thing with the kara. The kara goes from this end wall to where the steamer starts. The pirtza is, it's Ayman Marupa, so it's not a problem.
Would this whole discussion have been more appropriate back in Sif HaMed Aleph? Is this more of a Sif HaMed Aleph? Where you had the Chafama.
Yeah, right? Yeah. This is that case. Right. This is that case. I'm not sure why. I am not sure why it's here.
But it introduces new things also, the idea that the car should go all the way across. Like, we didn't even talk about that back in the middle. It's funny.
I remember discussing it. Bishop, we're talking about it. Bishop, we're in this Kuf Mem Vav. So, the notion of the Kara Rak al Shetach Os Eser Amos, Chen Kshos Alechi Yamida Beroy Sho Eser Amos. That's really this discussion over here.
Right, here's the expanded discussion.
Right, here's the expanded discussion. But that's what the Mishnah is referring to over there. He did touch on it. Okay. Ches. Filo Nishtayer. I mean, it occurs to be said klum. So going back to the case where there's a pierce on the sidewall, if it's not klapi roisha, it's okay. Even if it broke down all the way down to the ground, so there's no duty at all. There's nothing at all preventing a person from walking there. But shalom, the aim anikol laver derech oisim makom. Falakol kazinim mishum dim l'shavki pischem ruah b'vayal derech oisim makom. But the pesach agol, we're not worried about the possibility of pesach agol because it's not klapi roisha. We weren't worried about it. But it's metunah baki bir rabbin. Pirusha, you walk a metunah a makolkel batit. Midrak rabbin labra boys mechitza. Lakolshkin mishtar min a kosel be a sod shloisha or arba tvachim gaiva a prekol pirtsa. Some of the wall is still intact, so it's hard to walk there. So all those the mezab vaday ma'akim hiluch bnei adam. Fine.
But now it sounds like you really need an ikuv, not just that people don't do it.
Right. Yes, I'm thinking about. The Shad Sinan talks about it in a ches. Well, now let's. Let's see him. Shibra, and go back to the chart. See him. Okay. Avli baki, but the baki rabbim, it's going to be problem. Shibra and nikra pesach rak derech rabbim. He neighbor if gimel mevor linyan chotzer the tamid shear hitzase basar afila baki rabbim. So by a chotzer, even if there's actually a flow of the rabbim going through it, as long as the opening is less than 10 amas, it's called a pesach by a chotzer. The strength of the chotzer, because it is used as a chotzer, makes it more kuladik that an opening of up to 10 is okay, even if there's extra flow of the rabbim through there, but not by a mavi. Now the shas, what's nowadays? Our mavi is a chotzer. That's the chumra. What about the kula? The stavik am going to rumble the fima the mavur besin simagim osif kavva b'hagod the mavur shalom yesh din chazer yesh lehem after the gam linyan zed din chazer yesh lehem. So this is the question which the Magen Rambam is mesupik. It was time the Yeshla Hachma. Vayim b'sefer b'smer sheherach b'zeh b'siyam the medina noig kol elu hadinim b'mavuah shalonu. These halachas do apply to our mavuah. In other words, that's just a chumra over there, not a kula. So, in other words, the Beis Meir's point is we had X amount of the points of definition of a mavi. One is the shape, the batin chetzer is opening into it, etc. So now we don't have those things. Okay, so therefore we can't use a lech yikar anymore. The amount you need a source of pesach, or you need to pass our ball, etc. Now we're discussing another lech of a mavi that the pirtz of a mavi, which is baki b'rabim, the shear is arba tvachim, as opposed to by a chotzer where the shear is 10 amas. Well, it's on a mavi because it doesn't have those protim. The base of those protim are only a lech in the din of lech yikar being the heter. And that halacha, the lech yikar is matzah, that's halacha, the definition of a mabi for that purpose requires that it should be a certain shape and there should be batin chateres, etc. But I mean, these halachas of mabi, there never was such a tanai to start with. Or it's, this, the swara is a chotzer because it's derech avishtamshus is more private, that gives it more of a chashivas. So the fact that Rambam go through it can't take that away, and therefore the sheer pirtz is arba. A mud which is basically just made as a vehicle of moving traffic. So once it has an opening which is large enough for people to go through, which is worth walking, and people are going through, it's an opening you have to address. So the fact that it's shaped a certain way, the bottom of there is not going to change that fact. So the Tanai was never said a halacha. It never was a Tanai in the halacha which we're talking about over here. So it's not a question of kul and chumra, it's not relevant in the halachas. Let's finish up the Mishnah, and then go back and look at that Sharetzion. So you're going to have to do a tikkun. How does she mess it up? Arba tvachim, or she asks Hashem tzuras pesa. So either you'll make the opening less than arba, or you're going to fine. So the Sharetzion in Ches. They said in a case where it's he's going on Sif Katan Yud, that once it's Bakim Rabim, it's not called a Pesach anymore, it's called a Derech Rabim. Bezachorim Risi Atam, Mishum the Oz Habib Klal Movim a Foolish. Okay, so the point is, if there's an opening in the back and the Rabim is going through there, so it's a Mavi which is open on two sides. So you have to do search the pesach on one end and a lechi b'kar on the other end or something. You've got to do something. Okay. So the problem over here is if the rabbi are using it, so you've it's not only the people which are coming from that end are going to use it, the people coming from this end are going to use it, and the lechi yikar is batal. Well, I often, the halakha shenishur b'rosh pas arba tavachim l'chashina l'zeh, kibish rashi daf hei, dir maskel matu pirtzu, m'chuk b'sugya daf yudam abeiz m'sarachiyin. See, I don't understand that logic. What are you talking about? That there's chashina shikatsu dark, and we just said it was not klapi rosh, you're not worried about that. So taking that and putting it back into Mishnah Berurah, what he said in Sivkot and Tess, that the definition over here is once there's nothing blocking access, there's no geduti left, and there's no tinu for etc. Mishnah Berurah seems to call it, that's called there's nothing which is ma'akim hilu ben elim, it's called baki b'rabim. So if the problem is that it's called, now it's called a mavim a foolish. So it's a new sugya. It's not that sugya of chashinim, because mitzad chashinim we said it was not klapi rosh. We're not worried about it. If it's used, it's used. If it's not used, it's not. But same Mishnah saying if it's not used, if it could be used, it's a problem. So you know what? Okay, that's called that's a mavim a foolish. Anything which could be used, it's open enough and it's totally available. That's called a mavim a foolish. I got it. He says, but if you tell me the problem is that din of Yikatsu Darkum, the two sim don't sim together. I said before that's only chashash when there's no pass. So there's a pass arba. We're not worried about Yikatsu Darkum. And we saw the hazard was because even if it's true, there's the salamavi left. And therefore the lechi and the karvi and the namavi is mutter. Right? So he says, so we're not worried about that problem when there was a pass of ball left. So he says, I don't get it. So Kabbal Kharban, when it's just available, but it's not actually being used, like, why should it be problematic? So you have to understand this, didn't he says in Tess, that Klapi, or it's either because it's called now Derech Harabim, or because it's called Mavim Foolish. The gabi that anything which is available to have people go through, it gets that din, and that's why it's a problem. If they're practically there's something they're blocking it, so that it's not called Derech Harabim, it's not called the Mavim Foolish, even though it doesn't have an actual wall. But without the chashash of Katadarkum, it doesn't make sense. The two dinim don't really stem together. Okay, let's hold it here.